I heard the sound of my own breathing. It was louder than the cataract. I took a step and fell to my knees. Then I was on the floor. Then I was being carried. Then I was in my dressing room. I was trying to speak, but I couldn't speak. It was Barbara's face above me that told me how ill I was. Her brown hair fell over her face, half hiding it, and her storm-colored eyes stared into mine with the intention of communicating something which I had to know, but did not know. "Be still," she said. "Don't move. Don't speak." But I wanted to ask her to forgive me for so many errors, so many fears. She took my hand. "Be still," she said. "Be still." And this hand held on to me. All my weight, the weight which scales measure, and the weight no scale can measure, seemed pulling downward against that hand. I seemed to be hanging in the middle of the hostile air, ready for the mortal fall, with only the frail white hand of a frail white woman holding me up. It seemed very funny. I wanted to laugh. Perhaps I did laugh. I don't know. Everything hurt so much. Barbara's face did not change. Her grip never relaxed. My eyes did not leave her face, which now seemed suspended in the middle of the light which filled my dressing room.